nominations open for National Tourism Service Excellence Awards. And in our No Jamaica feature, we travel to St. Anne. All this and more coming up on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is inviting the public to submit nominations for the National Tourism Service Excellence Awards. The awards seek to recognize individuals and organizations in the tourism sector that demonstrate best practices and offer excellent customer service. Director of Corporate Services at the Tourism Product Development Company, TPDCO, Paul Badrasing, says the tourism awards aim to promote performance excellence within the sector. He says exceptional customer service delivery from every entity is integral to the continued growth of the Jamaican tourism product.
The aim is really to make this a prestigious award that will be sought after by just about anybody in the industry. It is to instill pride in everyone throughout the industry to lift customer service to a new high, not just among entities in Jamaica, but worldwide, because we're bringing tourists from all over the globe into Jamaica.
Nominations for the Tourism Awards close on Friday, September 25, and are open to individuals and organizations serving the tourism sector across the island.
We try to make this as inclusive as possible because, you know, it's the industry is all-encompassing. So we look at categories such as accommodation, attractions and places of interest, ground transport and tour operators, craft markets and craft vendors, customs officers, red cab porters, airport staff, and there is also some special categories, including persons who are not employed or cannot be categorized in any of the above, but who contribute to tourism in a significant way.
Awardees will be selected based on a special set of criteria, including exceptional initiative, compliance with all relevant tourism and other industry standards, continuous improvement in service delivery and attention to customer satisfaction, and proven contribution to the enhancement of Jamaica's tourism by creating innovative or unique products and services. All eligible nominees are welcomed, and details of who may be nominated and the guidelines for nomination are available on the Ministry of Tourism's website at mot.gov.jm. The finals of the National Tourism Service Excellence Awards will be staged on Saturday, November 28. And now for our No Jamaica feature. To a place called Jamaica. St. Anne is one of the first settled areas in Jamaica. The earliest prehistoric site, Little River, dated back to 650 AD, is located within this parish. It is also believed that Christopher Columbus first landed in this parish at St. Anne's Bay in May 1494. Sevilla La Nueva, or New Seville, became the first Spanish capital of the island in 1509. St. Anne is Jamaica's largest parish with an area of 1,212.6 square kilometers. It is also known as the Garden Parish on account of its natural beauty. St. Anne is home to several historic sites, including Seville Heritage Park, Edinburgh Castle, Green Grotto Caves, and the Liberty Hill Great House. And that's where we leave you on this week's program. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Tourism Roundup.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
You know what you eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and P, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday and this man in half a gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report incidences of farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.